जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवर धारे जय गोपी जनवल्ला जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवर धारे यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radhe. Jaya Jaya Jagannath, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Prabhupad. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Shri Kaliyuga Pavan Hari Naam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Bhagwan Ki Jai, Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा की जय, श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, संवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। नारायणम नमस्कृत्यम नरम चैव नरोत्तमम देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयो दीरते। बिफोर रिसाइटिंग द श्रीमद् भागवतम विच इज द वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्केस्ट वन शुड ऑफर रेस्पेक्टफुल ओबिसेंसेस ऑन टू द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड एड नारायण ऑन टू नर नारायण ऋषि द सुपर मोस्ट ह्यूमन बीइंग ऑन टू मदर सरस्वती द गॉडेस ऑफ लर्निंग एंड ऑन टू शील व्यासदेव द ऑथर। नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चिति। बाय रेगुलर अटेंडेंस इन क्लासेस ऑन भागवतम एंड बाय रेंडरिंग ऑफ सर्विस टू ए प्योर डिवोटी एंड ऑल दैट इज ट्रबलसम टू द हार्ट इज ऑलमोस्ट कंप्लीटली डिस्ट्रॉयड and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental song, is established as an irrevocable fact. Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Krishnaya Vasudevaya, దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. Let me therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord who has become the son of Vasudev, the pleasure of Devaki, the boy of Nanda, and the other cowherd men of Vrindavan, and the enliver of the cows and the senses. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఫిఫ్త్ క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ 1, ద యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ మహారాజ్ ప్రియవత్. టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 29. ద టెక్స్ట్ ఇస్ టూ బిగ్ ఫార్ మీ టు రిసైట్, సో విల్ రీడ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పట్. ఆఫ్టర్ కవి మహావీర్ అండ్ సావన్ వేర్ కంప్లీట్లీ ట్రైన్డ్ ఇన్ పర్మనెన్స్ స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్, Maharaj Priyavrat ruled the universe for 11 arbudas of years. Wherever he was determined to fix his arrow upon his bowstring with his two powerful arms, all opponents of the regulative principles of religious life would flee from his presence in the fear of the unparalleled powers he displayed in ruling the universe. He greatly loved his wife Bharismati, and with the increasing of the days, their exchanges of nuptial love also increased by her feminine behavior. As she dressed herself, walked, got up, smiled, laughed, and glanced about, Queen Bharismati increased his energy. Thus, although he was a great soul, he appeared lost in the feminine conduct of his wife. He behaved with her just like an ordinary man, but actually he was a great soul. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the word dharma pratipaksha, opponent of the religion principle, refers not to a particular faith but to varnashram dharma, the division of society socially and spiritually into four varnas, brahmanas, kshatriya, vaishyas and shudras, and four ashramas, brahmacharya, grahastha, vanaprastha and sannyas. To maintain proper social order and help the citizens gradually progress towards the goal of life, namely spiritual understanding, the principles of varnashram dharma must be accepted. From this verse, Maharaj Priyavrat appeared to have been so strict in maintaining the institute of varnashram dharma that anyone neglecting it would immediately flee from his presence as soon as the king warned him by fighting or administering light punishment. Indeed, Maharaj Priyavrat would not have to fight, for simply because of his strong determination, they did not disobey the rules and regulations of Varnashram Dharma. It is said that unless human society is regulated by Varnashram Dharma, it is no better than a bestial society of cats and dogs. Maharaj Priyavrat therefore strictly maintained Varnashram Dharma by his extraordinary unparalleled powers. To maintain such a life of strict vigilance, one need encouragement from his wife. In the Varnashram Dharma system, certain classes should, as the Brahmanas and Sannyasis, do not need encouragement from the opposite sex. Kshatriyas and Grahasthas, however, actually need the encouragement of their wives in order to execute their duties. Indeed, a Grahastha and Kshatriya cannot properly execute his responsibilities without the association of his wife. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally admitted that a grahastha must live with a wife. Kshatriyas were even allowed to have many wives to encourage them in discharging the duties of government. The association of a good wife is necessary in a life of karma and political affair. To execute his duties properly, therefore, Maharaj Priyavrat took advantage of his good wife, Bharismati, who was always very expert in pleasing her great husband and properly dressing herself, smiling and exhibiting her feminine bodily features. Queen Bharismati always kept Maharaj Priyavrat very encouraged, and thus he executed his governmental duty very properly. In this verse, Eva has twice been used to indicate that Maharaj Priyavrat acted exactly like a henpecked husband and thereby seemed to have lost his sense of human responsibility. Actually, however, he was fully conscious of his position as a spirit soul. Although he seemingly behaved like an acquiescent karmi husband, Maharaj Priyavrat thus ruled the universe for 11 arbudas of years. One arbudas consists of 10 crore years, and Maharaj Priyavrat ruled the universe for 11 such arbudas. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshulu Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamishcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Saita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamishya Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyata Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Neelachal Nivasaya Nityaya Paramatmane Balabhadra Subhaya Jagannathaya Te Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna First of all, I like to seek blessings from all the devotees assembled here, especially Radhesham Prabhu, Rup Goswami Prabhu, Sundarshyam Prabhu, Ram Nitai Prabhu, Sarvalakshan Prabhu, Yugal Kishore Prabhu, Mahavir Prabhu, all our my seniors blessing me every time. And especially all devotees who have assembled here, please kindly bless so that I'll be able to speak on the subject of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the essence of scriptures. And this is for the glorification of the Lord, so that I speak on the glorification of the Lord and the purification of the heart and render this as a service actually. I've been rendering so many services, but this is the first time I'm rendering this service. So I'm a bit nervous, you know, to present in front of Radhesham Prabhu. But still seek blessings from him, especially. You know, in this verse, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned a very beautiful point. From the verse, Maharaj Priyavrat appeared to have been so strict in maintaining the institute of Varnashram Dharma that anyone neglecting it will immediately flee from his presence as soon as the king warned him by fighting or administering light punishment. Indeed, Maharaj Priyavrat will not have to fight, for simply because of his strong determination, they did not disobey the rules and regulations of Varnashram Dharma. This point mentions that how a leader actually has to be strict in following the rule, making sure that his subjects actually follow the rules and regulations of the Varnashram system. Now we see many examples in the Bhagavatam, especially we see the example of King Parikshit, how he was ready to punish even Kali. When Kali was attacking cow and the bull, you know, torturing them, punishing them, you know, the cow was standing on one leg, the bull was almost crying and asking the reasons for cow to explain why it is, why are you suffering actually. There Maharaj Parikshit, as soon as he came to know, he took up his sword and he went chase after Kali to kill him, to punish actually, to punish Kali. Same instance we see in the example of Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj, you know, when all the Brahmanas were executing their prescribed duty, they were performing the yajnas, everyone was performing their prescribed duties, but Mother Earth was not providing the grains which was needed for the sustenance of the subjects or which was needed for the sustenance of the citizens. And there was shortage of grains, but still Maharaj Priyavrata understood that Mother Earth is not providing the grains, and immediately, in order to punish Mother Earth, he immediately took up his bow and arrow and started, went to punish actually Mother Earth. Mother Earth had taken the form of a cow, and there, in spite of taking the form of the cow, Maharaj Priyavrata was ready to punish Prithu Maharaj was ready to punish Mother Earth. You know, generally a cow is not punished, he is a very dear animal and is very dear to Lord and the devotees. But still Prithu Maharaj, understanding that it need punishment actually, so this punishment was required, and he immediately took up this bow and arrow and went to punish. We see one more example, like how Yudhishthira Maharaj maintained this very strict administration actually, and in the same way he made sure that all his subjects followed rules and regulations properly. In fact, we hear that, you know, he sent spies throughout the kingdom and made sure that everyone was following proper rules and regulations, especially following Ekadashi. And so in this way we understand that the leader has to give some punishment, light punishment, when someone is offending, when someone is not following the rules and regulations. You know, we cannot blame the leader why he is doing that, but it is because leader has that responsibility to maintain that strict healthy fear. Because what happened, generally we see people generally trend to go and follow the lower standards. They don't want to follow the proper standards which are mentioned in the scriptures. They generally see how shortcut we can take and how we can just, you know, follow whatever is feasible for me. But the leader has to make sure while administrating that the proper rules and regulation the subjects should follow. So generally the rules and regulations are followed in three stages. That is, one is out of love, second is out of duty, and third is out of fear. Generally people tend to follow out of fear, but one should progress oneself and come to the stage of duty, or at least to love. Lovingly he should follow rules and regulations. This is what, you know, Prabhupada is mentioning in this verse, that ideally people should follow rules and regulations themselves out of love and duty, but unfortunately they go to the lower standards. So healthy fear is always required. If there is no healthy fear, then what happens? You know, suppose we are going on the road and there is no fear of policeman catching, then what we do? We generally break the signal and go away. But that fear is always there in the mind, that policeman is standing ahead and he will catch. Immediately what we do? We are cautious of following the rules and regulation system, rules of the traffic and everything. Same way, if we are following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, then leader need not put any fear only. But we tend to go downward. That why leader has to make sure that, you know, the fear is there, healthy fear is there. So this is what actually, you know, Prabhupada is telling, that Priyavrata Maharaj was so strong with his determination, strong determination, they dared not to disobey rules and regulations of Varnashram system, Varnashram Dharma. So this fear is required. The second paragraph mentions that one needs encouragement, you know, to maintain such a life of strict vigilance, one needs encouragement. How, if we see, this encouragement is required, not even just for the leader or just for everyone, but for every jivatma to follow the path of bhakti. When we see, you know, if we consider who is a jivatma, jivatma is nitya baddha jiv, suffering in this material world from time immemorial. He is actually taken birth and doesn't know, suffering in each and every species. He has been just suffering after birth, you know, suffering the threefold miseries, taking birth, taking suffering in the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. And in each and every cycle he's been just suffering actually. But fortunately he comes to a position where he gets the form of human being. And if he is very fortunate, then what happens? He comes in the association of devotees. And if he is more fortunate, then what happens? He receives the seed of bhakti from the spiritual master or from pure devotee. Like Brahmande Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij. So if we consider a jiva getting a seed of bhakti is so very rare. If you understand, we have been traveling in the cycle of so many species, one after another, you know, we have any species you can say, take, and we have taken birth, we have suffered in that, and now we have come to a point where we have got the bhakti from a pure devotee, which is so very rare. And what happens after that, if he doesn't get encouragement to practice, go ahead in the bhakti, then what will happen? He may lose this opportunity also. You know, this, you know, while serving in kitchen, there, you know, I had this small understanding. You know, there is this machine of aloo peeling machine, where we put aloos from the top. The machine is made in such a way that it's a cylindrical, and it has all stones inside, and there is a rotating wheel underneath. And when the aloos are put from the top, what happens? The wheel rotates, and the aloo inside also starts rotating. And similarly, the kitchen staff who is operating the machine has to add water to cleanse the aloo so that the aloo gets peeled off. And when the aloo is peeled, you know, then the water is added simultaneously, and the aloo is peeled off, and then it has been taken out from the door, and then it is washed very nicely, and then the aloo is cut into very proper shape in order to make a proper sabji. And then the aloo is kept on, you know, is cooked, either boiled or either fried. And then when it is properly mature, when it is properly cooked, then it is offered to Radha Vrindavan Chandra and then to the devotees. So I was just considering, you know, if we consider, instead of the aloo, if we consider a jivatma. I just consider a jivatma coming, you know, somehow he is fortunate enough, you know, he has been suffering in the material world outside. But from market yard, our Kamyon Prabhu's father sends aloo every time. So we are fortunate enough to get the aloo actually. And, you know, it comes in the association of devotees here. And there, he comes in the association of devotees, and then the aloo needs a lot of purification also. We just cannot accept the aloo or the living entity directly. So there are training programs and other things which help the living entity or which help the devotee to get peeled off, you know, as he's saying. Peeled off of the impurities actually. So all the impurities which are there, they have been removed. This happens by a proper process of bhakti actually. You know, if you consider the devotee who is putting water as a spiritual master, he is actually putting water, it's like an encouragement actually to the aloo. You know, he's removing all the impurities through the vani, through seva and other things. Spiritual master is providing him an opportunity to serve properly. And when the aloo gets properly washed, still there are subtle impurities. You know, the aloo might be damaged from inside, the insect might have eaten. So it's like our subtle anarthas which has to be removed. And similarly, the kitchen staff cuts very properly, removing all the unwanted anarthas from inside also. And then it is cooked properly, you know, and then eventually what happened? Then that aloo becomes offerable to Radha Vrindavan Chandra. Same way, if we are properly mature enough, where our bhakti grows properly, then we become offerable to Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra. So this understanding I got, you know, while serving in kitchen. So we see how that encouragement is required actually for each and every living entity. If without encouragement, it's very difficult actually for living entity to grow. We see the example that even a small child, when he's taking the first step, you know, he looks for his mother actually. He looks for the mother, how she's encouraging. You know, the moment he starts growing one step, he's just starting to walk, mother gives so much encouragement that, you know, he starts walking properly. If mother doesn't encourage, what will happen? The child will never walk only. The child, even though has the ability to walk, but still cannot walk if there is no encouragement. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Bhagwan ki jai, Gaur Nitai ki jai. So, The child needs encouragement. The mother is giving encouragement every time. So that's what the ability of walking is there in the child. But the encouragement is required from the outside, you know, from someone where he is encouraged to go forward. Similarly, we see a devotee who is trying to practice bhakti. If there is no encouragement at all, then what will happen to a devotee? That devotee will not grow only in bhakti. So encouragement is required from all sides actually. If we see encouragement can be again, you know, given in different ways, like, you know, recognizing, appreciating, respecting and facilitating. So if you see how Srila Prabhupada always recognized any services done by anyone. In fact, whenever any devotee did any services, Srila Prabhupada could recognize it. You know, if we considered it as book distribution, or is there a pujari, or, you know, cooking, or anything, you know, if we consider, Srila Prabhupada always recognized any small services one did. And he appreciated George Harrison, where he could encourage him to practice bhakti. You know, that appreciation was always there. Srila Prabhupada always appreciated. You know, we see the example of Shyam Sundar Prabhu. How Shyam Sundar Prabhu, you know, was, you know, while carving the deities of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, you know, he was smoking. And during that time, Srila Prabhupada had come. And he did not discourage him by telling, you know, why are you smoking? You know, you don't understand what you are doing. But inspired him, why are you allowing this small pack of cigarette coming between you and Krishna? So he inspired them, you know, not in a way of discouraging or chastising, but in a way of encouraging a devotee. He always encouraged him. Now we see Shyam Sundar Prabhu's contribution, how much he has done. Now if you see, he has been conducting pandal programs in Mumbai, Kolkata, alone, single-handedly he was doing with the help of some devotees. So that was the encouragement what Srila Prabhupada had given to his disciples actually. And if you see how he facilitated so many different devotees in a way that they can practice bhakti very nicely. Like if you see the example of Bhakti Sarup Damodar Swami Maharaj, you know, he wanted to establish an institute where he can, you know, go ahead and preach to the scientist group. So immediately he had nothing, but Srila Prabhupada facilitated them by providing funds to start the Bhakti Vedanta Institute. So this always has been a criteria for a devotee, that he encourages devotee rather than discourage a devotee. You know, discouragement anyone can do. Anyone can do discouragement. But to encourage a devotee and help him to go ahead in the path of bhakti is required. We see in the purport actually, Priyavrat Maharaj had to rule for 110 crores of years. It's not a joke to rule for such a long time. You know, we manage for, you know, 11 months or 11 years. It's a big challenge, you know, to do it properly. And for it, Bharismati, his wife, was giving constant encouragement. Same way, Nitya Baddhaji, who has been suffering in the path of and somehow gets bhakti, and then for practicing bhakti and to go ahead in the path of devotional service, to go in this journey, which is not so easy. The journey is so it's not so easy to go on the path of bhakti actually. You know, there are so many distractions which are there. Maya Devi is alluring each and every living entity with so many distractions, and especially in the Kali Yuga, where there are so many distractions in the form of, you know, now we have got the distraction in the form of smartphone. Earlier it was computers, before that it was television, it was radio, but now what happened, the technology got increased and everyone is carrying it in their pockets only, all distractions. But only thing what is required is, he requires a lot of encouragement to go ahead on the path of bhakti. So this encouragement is required, and it is the responsibility of each and every devotee that he should encourage other devotees. It's not just responsibility of a leader, but it's a responsibility of each and every devotee that he encourages every living entity to encourage to him go on the path of bhakti very smoothly. So we are, you know, conducting this, you know, to appreciate devotees, we even conduct Brahmachari festivals. Only thing, we request devotees to take part in this festival so that they get appreciated, they get recognized for the services what they are doing. And then they come and, you know, encourage others also by taking part in this Brahmachari festival. So this is what I was just thinking, that how encouragement is so very important. And the third theme, what I could understand from the purport, is, you know, Priyavrat Maharaj was an exalted husband. Like Maharaj Priyavrat acted exactly like a henpecked husband, and thereby seemed to have lost his sense of human responsibility. Actually, however, he was fully conscious of his position as a spirit soul, although he seemingly behaved like an acquiescent karmi husband. We see how sometimes exalted devotees behave in such a way that it bewilders a living entity. We see the example of Ramananda Rai. You know, Ramananda Rai was actually, you know, when Pradyumna Mishra, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Pradyumna Mishra approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to hear Krishna Katha, he directed Pradyumna Mishra to Ramananda Rai. And there he found Ramananda Rai to be doing very difficult, very inconceivable task, actually, what a devotee does. Now, personally, he had written this Jagannath Natika, and there he wanted to train the Devadasis. So he was training the Devadasis personally by decorating them, bathing them, and, you know, training them how to properly act and other things. When Pradyumna Mishra came to know, he was quite bewildered seeing this activity of Ramananda Rai. In fact, he never discussed anything with Ramananda Rai that day, and just went back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Went back actually. And then the next day, when he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, "Did you hear Krishna Katha from Ramananda Rai?" And then immediately Pradyumna Mishra told what Ramananda Rai was doing. So I could not disturb him, and I just met him and I came back. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that what Ramananda Rai is doing is so very exalted thing. He is in the mood of Vishakha, where he is actually serving the Devadasis and is preparing them to enact a drama in front of Lord Jagannath. So we can understand that this exalted, you know, sometimes the activity exalted devotee seems to act in such a way that it bewilders. But still, we can accept this. We cannot judge them, actually. And we see one more example in the same way in Jaitanya Charitamrita. It comes about Pundarik Vidyanidhi. How Pundarik Vidyanidhi was actually sitting on a great bed, actually, and was eating betel nuts, and that it was an offense. Similarly, we see in the example of Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada was in Grahastha Ashram, it seems he was like a great businessman. You know, he was just expanding his business. You know, he was going to Kolkata, he was going to Mumbai, he was going to Allahabad, traveling in trains, you know, walking, you know, and expanding his business like anything. And anyone who would have seen him would have thought that he was in a line of becoming a great businessman. But internally, his thought was what? Internally, he was always thinking how he can serve his spiritual master, how he can help his spiritual master to preach Krishna consciousness, you know, how he can help the Gaudiya Mutt to expand the mission. So all these things we understand, that if we judge an exalted devotee, like how Priyavrat Maharaj, if he judged, it's not for a common devotee. Common devotee may again consider that, you know, he is doing externally what he is doing should be understood. But it's for exalted devotees how he is behaving cannot be judged by us, actually. You know, this is what has been expressed in the purport. And today being very wonderful day, the disappearance day of Srivas Pandit, we thought of discussing some pastimes of Srivas Pandit also. In the very beautiful song of Bhaktivinod Thakur, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jiva Daya Kari, in that song, Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur mentions how it mentions the six qualities of surrender, actually. And if we see the six qualities of surrender, we can understand that all six qualities of surrender were exhibited by Srivas Pandit. Now, if we take one example for each, you know, Srivas Pandit, you know, we see example like for Dainyata, for humility, Srivas Pandit was so humble, actually. You know, like we see the example, the pastime where Srivas Pandit, you know, when Gopal Chappal, you know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started the night kirtans, actually, all the atheistic people outside were feeling offended that they were not allowed inside the Shiva Sangan to take part in the kirtan. And everyone was blaspheming Srivas Pandit. They were accusing Srivas Pandit and all the devotees, telling that these are the devotees of, you know, Kali, you know, Chandi Devi, and they are just trying to enjoy by doing tantric rites. They are, you know, actually in the morning, what they do is, they trap the young girls, and they, full day, they intoxicate there, and in the night, they do all illicit affairs with the girls. This was the rumor which was going on around in Shiva, in the Navdeep during that time. And you know, one such person who became very envious of the fame of Shiva's Pandit, Gopal Chappal, wanted to really prove this point. So what did he do? He just brought all the paraphernalia to worship Kali Devi and whatever you were used for tantric rites. And he brought and kept it in front of the Shiva's in the front of the door. And when next day, when morning, Shiva's Pandit opened the door, he could see that all the paraphernalia was there. So you see the humility of Shiva's Pandit, you know. He could have immediately cleansed everything and he could have wiped off before anyone saw. But in fact, what did he do? He called everyone. He called everyone and he showed, see, this is what I do. You know, please understand what I am doing. But other people, knowing the humble nature and gentle nature of Shiva's Pandit, they understood that this was some other person might have done this. And they cleansed everything and they actually purified the place. What happened in this pastime is Gopal Chappal gets leprosy within 3 days. He gets the offense what he has committed to Shiva's Pandit. And we see one more example, one more pastime of Devanand Pandit. In Devanand Pandit case, you know, he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam very nicely actually sitting, and he was in ecstasy actually hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and all ecstatic symptoms were exhibiting. But this was a distraction to the disciples of the Devanand Pandit. So the disciples actually took Shiva's Pandit and just, you know, took him out of the class. And there Shiva's Pandit felt little offended, but felt little pain in the heart that how his interruption to Bhagavatam has been spoiled. But he never protested anything to Devanand Pandit. He showed his humility that it's not, you know, he did not do anything to protest actually. If someone would have done like this to any person, he would have definitely chastised the person or, you know, made a hangama and something like that. But here Devanand Pandit, Shiva's Pandit never did anything. This shows the humility actually. You know, both of them actually did not receive Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. Even though they have committed offense at the feet of the devotee, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the devotee did not take the offense, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the offense very seriously. And later it was, they had to beg forgiveness from Shiva's Pandit and, you know, get blessings so that they receive the blessings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Second, we see for Atma Nivedan, you know, Lord Chaitanya, for Atma Nivedan, he has surrendered everything actually for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, in fact, you know, we see how he has opened his doors for the devotees to welcome, you know, to come and, you know, do kirtan whole day and whole night. Just imagine for anyone coming in ashram and doing kirtan in ashram, how we feel offended. We feel, why is he, you know, bothering so much? Why is he playing mridang so much? Or why is he playing loudspeaker so loudly? He don't understand. He's not sensitive that, you know, he's disturbing our sleep or other things. But Shiva's Pandit, he opened his house and it was open for all 24 hours. Devotees were coming and performing kirtan. And it was like a feast for Shiva's Pandit to conduct such festivals, to see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pleased in Shiva's Angan. We see one more, you know, his brothers were fully engaged in the services of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We see in this song, Manasa Deha Geho Jo Kichumor Apilo Tua Pade Nanda Kishore. He completely surrendered everything in the service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His wife, his children, his brothers, his house, everything, whatever was there, he just surrendered to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He showed Atma Nivedan by this quality. And if you see Guptatve Varna, faith in the Lord that he is maintainer. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Shiva's Thakur, how do you maintain yourself? I always see you that you are, you know, in taking part in kirtan and never doing any prescribed duty or in working out. How do you maintain? How is it possible for you to maintain? What did he do? He just did 2, 3. These 3 claps. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, what is this 3 claps? You know, and what was the answer? Shiva's Pandit told, You know, with three claps, if Krishna doesn't provide what is required for my family and for serving the devotees, then I will go in Ganges and drown myself. This was the faith that Lord Krishna will provide everything to him. This was his faith that, you know, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after hearing this answer, he became so ecstatic. He in fact became so ecstatic, he was just glorifying Shiva Thakur with such a mood that he even benedicted that even if Lakshmi Devi had to go door to door to beg, but still you will be never bereft of any opulence to serve the family and serve the devotees. And Shiva Thakur has a big family, not a small family. So Lakshmi Devi will anytime provide, you know, Shiva Thakur. So this opulence, this full faith that Krishna will protect, he had some complete faith that Krishna will protect. And we see Avishya Rakshibe Krishna Vishwasa Palan. We see in the past times when before, you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed himself as the Lord, you know, Shiva Thakur, they were doing performing kirtan, and you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started exhibiting this very nice symptoms, and then he comes in the association of devotees, but he never revealed to the devotees that he was Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there Shiva Thakur once comes to know that, you know, two boats full of soldiers were coming to Navdeep. The Qazi had sent two boats full of soldiers to attack all the Vaishnavas who were doing this kirtan. And Shiva Thakur, when he heard this thing, he became quite worried. Not for himself, but worried for the devotees. What will happen to the devotees? What will be the safety of the devotees? And immediately he went to the prayer room where he was praying, and he went to pray to Lord Narasimhadev. And he started praying to Narasimhadev that he bestow protection on all the devotees. That much faith he had. And during that time, even when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking, some of the atheistic people were joking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See this Nimai Pandit, he's been associating with Shiva Thakur, and now he knows that the boat full of soldiers are coming, but he's so happy. He's just so jubilant actually, and not exhibiting any fear actually, even though he's a devotee, you know, he knows that this is going to happen. And then after hearing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu neglect this, and while walking on the path of Ganges, he sees, you know, the beautiful cows. And there he sees, seeing the cows, he becomes so ecstatic that this is the first time when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts claiming that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He runs directly to Shiva's Angan, and there he knocks the door very hardly and opens the door where Shiva is praying to Lord Narasimhadev. And there he prays, there he claims, I am he, the Lord whom you are praying is me. And Shiva doesn't understand, you know, why is Nimai Pandit speaking in such a way. Immediately, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifests 400 form, and there he gives the beautiful darshan to Lord Shiva Thakur. And there, you know, start praying, you know, please pray. And Shiva Thakur offers such beautiful prayers. We see in this pastime, as Lord was so pacified by the prayers, you know, he even calls all the associates and tell them, you know, please call your wife, relatives, maids and everyone. I want to bestow the blessings on both on the complete family. And there during this pastime, during this Leela going on, he calls all the maid servants and they get to take darshan of the Lord in the 400 form. You know, and everyone is blessed. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants, please don't tell this to anyone. But how can he cannot tell? So after this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glory is known that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Till then he was hiding. Till this pastime was not revealed to Shiva Thakur. So we see how Shiva Thakur, this next point, bhakti anikule matre kareyash sevika, accepting whatever is favorable and for the bhakti. Shiva Thakur, how he was actually performing this, you know, was ready to perform anything for the Lord. Whatever was favorable, he was ready to perform. You know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was initially doing just few kirtans in the morning, but when he told he wanted to perform night kirtans, the door was open. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, you know, what was favorable to enrich his bhakti, he accepted that. He went to Puri every time, every year for, you know, almost 12 to 18 years. He went personally walking. All the associates of the Lord went. You know, they accepted whatever was favorable for growing their bhakti actually. So we see the in this example. And bhakti pratikula bhave varjina anikar. Rejecting whatever is unfavorable. You know, we see in the very beautiful pastime of Srivas Thakur, where he exhibits during the night kirtans, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ecstatically dancing in the Srivas Angan. And from the inside the room, he comes to hear that the ladies of the house were crying. And immediately Srivas actually goes inside and check what is the matter. And there he comes to know that his son has died actually. And immediately he pacifies the mother and all the relatives, all the women, telling, you know, you can cry, but don't cry in a way that the sound is heard. You know, please understand what benediction this child has got. You know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is performing Sankirtan outside in the Angan, and this child has left the body. So it's so auspicious that he went back home, back to Godhead. In fact, I desire that I leave my body in such a way where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is performing Kirtan. This is what he tells to the associates. And there he actually wants actually that, you know, please don't make sound. Because what will happen if the sound comes, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, you know, mood to which his dance will be interrupted, or his ecstatic mood will be interrupted. So please don't make any sound. And then eventually he comes out and he dances very nicely with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, more ecstatically. You know, not showing a small symptom that his son has died. Anyone dies, what happened to anyone dies, something happens to our small, you know, any relative, we become so worried and we carry that so much in our mind. But here Srivas Thakur is coming out and he's dancing so ecstatically actually. And there after some time, after 6 hours, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understands that there is something inauspicious thing has happened in this Angan. So he asked devotees, is there anything inauspicious occurred? And there Shivas Pandit tells, when you are dancing, O Lord, and when you are performing Kirtan, not a single tinge of inauspicious activity can take place. But eventually, devotees informed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Shiva's son had died actually. And Shiva's son had died. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, when did it happen? I never noticed. And he tells, it's almost like 6 hours ago. And no one has informed me. Well, Shiva did not want to disturb your happiness, what you were deriving in the Kirtan. And seeing this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just breaks down. He cries for the love what Srivas Pandit was exhibiting towards Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just to please Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was ready to even not inform or not take any worries of his son dying. And there Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually becomes so ecstatic. He tells, you know, even though this son has died, myself and Nityananda Prabhu are your eternal sons. And you, you know, please take care of us. And in fact, he goes inside where the boy is lying. And there he actually wakes the boy up and telling him, you know, please get up, oh boy. And then the boy gets up and he starts explaining that, you know, it's by your mercy that I was given an opportunity to take part in this kirtans in your association. But now the destiny has taken me away. So I'll be going to the head destiny by your permission. And there, when all the devotees see what has happened, that the boy again leaves the body, everyone understands that it's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy, he's been going back home, back to Godhead. So this was Srivas Thakur's, you know, faith, that he rejected whatever is unfavorable to please Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, he always wanted to please Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so much. You know, there are so many other pastimes which are there in the life of Srivas Thakur, where he exhibits, you know, the glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we can pray to Srivas Thakur today. You know, there is a beautiful prayer mentioning Jaya Jaya Srivasadi Yata Bhaktagan. pratana hai vadana sabaracharan. This verse tells, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Shivas Thakur and all the other devotees of the Lord. I fall down to offer them respect. I worship their lotus feet. One more verse. Ki bhai le Shivasare udhara charitra. Shivasare udhara charitra. Yahara charana dhule samsara pavitra. What can I say about the magnanimous characteristics of Shivas? The dust of the lotus feet purifies the entire world. So today we can pray to Shivas Thakur, asking that how we also develop this attitude of pleasing the Lord and His devotees. Now Shivas Thakur just always, was ready to please Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is one more beautiful point just before ending, a connection to devotee is so very important. You know, this has been exhibited by Shivas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed it in many pastimes of Shivas Thakur. You know, especially giving Narayani, exhibiting symptoms. Because Narayani was in connection with Shivas Thakur, you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave her a lot of blessings. And in fact, we see the pastime where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested forehand, there all the maid servants also were called and were given mercy just because they were having connection with Shivas Thakur. And we see one more example when Shivas, outside Shivas Angan, you know, very nearby, a tailor used to live, and he was a tailor of Shivas Thakur. He used to stitching for the clothes of Shivas. And once he happened to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very ecstatically dancing, even though he was Muslim from background. But still, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that, you know, he had connection with Shivas Thakur, he gave him ecstatic love. He gave him Krishna Prem actually just because he had connection with Shivas Thakur. We see many times Shivas Thakur, you know, made servant Dukhi, you know, because she was serving the devotee in background in Mahaprakash Lila, you know, and he was constantly serving for the pleasure of Shivas and the other devotees. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called and asked who is bringing all the pots of water from the Ganges. And it is mentioned that Dukhi was bringing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never liked the word Dukhi. He told she is Sukhi from today. And she is Sukhi actually, and she is the one who has received a lot of blessings of Lord Shivas Thakur. So we see how it is so very important that we have connection with a pure devotee actually. And the connection is established especially when we are serving the pure devotee. That is so very important. When we see we have connection with Srila Prabhupada, you know, he is a pure devotee. And when we are serving Srila Prabhupada, then Krishna will definitely bestow blessings upon everyone. So this connection is important. So one need to encourage everyone, one need to encourage all devotees, one should encourage everyone to establish very strong connection with a pure devotee. This is very much required in everyone's life. To advance very nicely actually and to receive the mercy of the Lord, this connection is so very important. If the connection is made very strong, then this we receive the blessings like anything, like the maid servant Dukhi had received, the tailor had received. So this connection is very important. So one should really pray that we get to have a strong connection with a pure devotee. Because by getting that, like we can pray to Shivas Thakur that we also have very strong connection today. And we should also pray that, we can also pray that, you know, we also develop this mood of surrendering everything, whatever we have, to offer to, for the pleasure of the Lord. And, you know, we should pray to receive His blessings. Especially Shivas Thakur, that the faith, how much he had in the holy name, that can be begged today to Shivas Thakur. Shivas Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samved Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande.